from KQED.
Fewer international travelers, an estimated 250,000 fewer this year, are spending their tourist dollars in Los Angeles, and it's affecting the local economy. To discuss this trend, we're joined by Don Sciowa, Chief Marketing Officer of the Los Angeles Tourism and Convention Board. Good morning, Don.
Yeah, good morning. Great to be here.
Let's start with the concern I've heard from many people in both the airline and travel industry. President Trump's demeanor is driving some business away. Are you actually seeing that there in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I think the primary reason is consumer sentiment, and you're seeing the biggest drop actually out of the Gulf Middle East, but then other markets like Mexico is very unhappy right now with a lot of the travel ban and the executive directives that are coming out of Washington. We are not trying to take a political position here in terms of how we're responding. The ethos of Los Angeles is we are a very welcoming, open, diverse market. And we want to reinforce that message to everybody around the world, particularly in the key travel markets, those key tier one markets that come into Los Angeles and LAX.
Is it hard to address what needs to be addressed, which is that right now there is this, you know, kind of ultra nationalist mood in the United States, at least at the national political level, without being political?
Well, in these key markets, we did consumer sentiment surveys, and one of the things we were trying to determine is if people have a unfavorable attitude towards the U.S., do they also carry that same unfavorable attitude towards Los Angeles? And what we found is they don't. They don't see us as unfavorably. That could also have something to do with proximity. We are on the West Coast. We have a lot more latitude, and I think people believe Los Angeles is a really wonderful destination where they don't have to fear for their safety. They don't have to be concerned about being themselves when they come to travel here.
Don, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John. Glad to do it.